poll, most working class, swing voters say U.S. too involved in Middle East. By John Binder on October 17, 2019. A plurality of working class and swing voters agree with President Trump that the United States is too involved in the Middle East, a new poll finds. A Rasmussen poll reveals that most likely voters tend to side with Trump in saying that the U.S. is too involved in Middle East conflicts, with a plurality of 37% saying so. Meanwhile, less than 20% said the U.S. should be more involved, and 36% said the current level of involvement is about right. Swing voters by a wider plurality of 42% say the U.S. is too involved in the Middle East, with only 16% wanting more U.S. involvement. Another 34% of swing voters said the current level of involvement is about right. Most working-class voters, those with only a high school degree, agree with Trump that the U.S. is too involved in the Middle East. About 43% of Americans with only a high school degree say the U.S. is too involved, as opposed to just 30% who said the current level of involvement is about right. Only 17% of these working-class voters said the U.S. should be more involved in Middle East conflicts. Despite rebukes from Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, and former President George W. Bush, most Republican voters side with Trump's America First foreign policy agenda, with 41% saying the U.S. is too involved in the Middle East and about 40% saying the current level of engagement is about right. Only 12% of GOP voters said they want more U.S. involvement in the Middle East. Getting the U.S. out of foreign wars is especially popular with young Americans, who are the most likely to agree with Trump on the issue. A plurality of 45% of young likely voters between 18 and 33 said the U.S. is too involved in the Middle East. Another 30% said the current level of involvement is about right. And less than 20% said they wanted to see more U.S. involvement. Most recently, the Trump administration announced that up to 1,000 U.S. troops would be withdrawn from northern Syria in an effort to bring American soldiers home following more than a decade of U.S. involvement in Middle East conflict. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.